Now, really, it's about your response. And so maybe there's something you'd just like to bring to God right now. He knows about it already. But he's waiting for you to bring it to him. Hagar, where are you going? He waited for that answer. And then he gave the promise. And so we bring these things to you, Lord Jesus. We just come. You know all about us, but Lord, we lay it at your feet. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, you are our maker. You are our defender. You are our defender. You are our redeemer, and you are our friend. Two ten.
Are there
I'd just like to take this maybe just one step further. We don't do this often, but if you just like to bring something to the Lord tonight, there's something upon your heart, I'd just like you to stand in where you are, right where you are, and I'd like to pray for you. Anyone like that? Is there a burden? Is there something, a situation that, again, is maybe beyond your control? And maybe you've been struggling with that. God sees our hearts. He knows all about us. But we're just again confessing, Lord, I need you. Lord, I want to hear from you. I need your promise. I need you to speak to me. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, you know. Jesus, you see. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Dear Lord Jesus, you see each heart. You know our situation. You know the struggles that maybe no one else knows. The things that weigh upon our heart and mind, and things we haven't been able to shake, as it were. We haven't seen the light. But Lord, you see the way through, and you want to give us your word. You want to remind us that you're with us. Maybe the word is just submit. Just stay where you are. Go back. Take my grace. Maybe the word is to lead you on, to give you promise for the future, a word of hope. Lord, whatever it may be, I pray that you would speak into these hearts. May they hear your voice. God, you've heard our cry. You see us. You hear us. And so now we just come and we give this thing to you. Lord, we lay it down. It's not ours to carry. If it's a burden, Lord, we just place it at your cross. Lord, we believe that you have made full provision for every need. And that Jesus, you yourself want to come and minister to our hearts. All that I need, he will always be. All that I need till his face I see. All that I need through eternity, Jesus is all I need. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, casting all your care upon him, casting all your care upon him, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Casting all your care upon him, casting all your care upon him, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Praise God. We're going to just change the order of the meeting and give place to prayer now. But you can look around at the ones that are standing. Well, maybe you'd like to go and pray with someone. I mean, pray with someone that's standing. Yes, Sister Judy.
Was requested that we pray very seriously for tomorrow's meeting down at the cottage, because they're going to be discussing Calvary with the children. So Sister Caroline, she asked that we would keep that in prayer, because she has seen from year to year that this is the place where the enemy tries to distract. So I figured instead of waiting till tomorrow, being we are talking about Calvary, that we continue to pray for the children.
Amen. Amen. You want to lead us and we'll pray along right now.
Yes, Lord.
Father, you sealed an eternal covenant with your people. That, Lord, it's on a strong foundation that the price was paid by Jesus at Calvary's cross. And Father, we have confidence in this very thing, that you have begun a good work in these lives that have come here. Each one is ordained, each one is chosen. So Father, we prepare, that you prepare the ground, Lord, for that, those seeds that are going to be sown tomorrow. Let them fall on good soil, Father, that they might come unto fruition, that you would be glorified, that you would bring fruit in these lives. Lord, when your way and when your time is ready, we know you're always willing, but Lord, time is something that we don't understand, but you do.
Oh, Jesus.
So we commit that to you, that you would have your way in that meeting tomorrow.
Oh, God, bring salvation. Yes, Lord.
Because you have placed eternity in our hearts. So let that work of eternity in the hearts of these children take hold as they hear about Calvary, Lord. That they see the fullness, that they see the freedom that they have to have their sins forgiven, that they can walk in the light of your salvation. So we pray that tonight. And all the other burdens, Lord God, we do bring them to Calvary.
Yes, Lord.
And we lay them there, Lord. Please continue to teach us not to pick them up, Lord, mm-hmm. that we keep them there at Calvary's cross. Amen.
Amen. So let's go to prayer, and you can stay as long as you need to before God.